That was Foo Fighters right there with Learn to Fly, and you're listening to 89.1 KLPI. And I'm here in the studio right now with Ryan and Chad from Nickelback. And right now I'm going to play their second single, I believe, off of the State CD. This is Breathe on 89.1, and we'll come back with an interview. That is Breathe right there from Nickelback. That's their second single that's coming out. And I have Chad and Ryan from Nickelback right here in the studio right now. And how you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
It's going great. What I wanted to ask you is the name Nickelback. Like, where did that originate from?
Would you like to field that one?
I'll take it. My brother was working in Starbucks. My brother's the bass player in the band. He was working up in Vancouver. And everything at Starbucks is like $1.95, $2.95, $3.95. So all day long, he's just like, here's your Nickelback. You know, and it just sort of stuck. Called me up, said, hey, what do you think of the name Nickelback? I'm like, what does it mean? He's like, well, it doesn't mean anything. Perfect. You know, away we went.
Wow. Cool. So that was the latest single from you, Breathe, right there. You got anything behind that? Like, what went into writing that or anything?
That one I kind of like to keep to myself.
Oh, okay.
That one I don't really like to. It's sort of a long. It's
hello.
Hello.
Hello. Put him on the air. Can you put him on the air? Seriously, put him on the air.
It's somebody's mom for sure.
Come on, it's all right. Oh, they're gone. Damn it.
We lost the call.
Yeah, oh. Sorry. Spontaneous so, radio. That's what I like.
Oh,
here we go. Come on, man. Let's do this.
Come on, let's talk.
No?
It's not your call?
Hey, put him on the air.
Right on.
They want to talk to you.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, go ahead.
Good afternoon. You have Nickelback. Hello?
Let me talk to Nickelback.
Hang on a minute.
Hey, you're on the air.
Anybody there?
Hey.
How do we do it?
Hey, Nickelback?
Yeah.
Hello?
How you doing?
What's up?
What's up?
Hello.
I can't hear you. Not much, man. You're kind of cutting in and out, so.
No, we're not catching this very well.
I am here.
How you doing?
Hello.
One
person, with headphones in the studio can hear the call. Nobody else can hear the call.
That is true.
That's all right. That's okay.
Are they still on the line?
Yes, they are.
Okay, hold on one sec.
I love live radio. This is great.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Perfect.
Right on, huh? I thought I'd just call and say what's up. I heard you on the radio, so.
Right on. You coming down to the show tonight?
Yeah. Do you want your nickel back?
Do I want my nickel back? Dude, I got plenty of them.
Yeah, I just thought I'd say, hey, you know?
Right on.
Yeah, y'all have an extra mic up there?
Do we? Why? You want to do some singing?
Hey, why not, dude?
Right on. My throat's a little sore tonight. You can sing.
Hey, I'm going to come up there.
Okay.
Right on?
Cool.
Cool.
We'll see you here.
Yeah, I'll be up there.
Come to the side of the stage and tell him you're the guy.
I am the
Say,
guy.
Hey, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
I'm
we'll
the
set
guy.
You up.
We'll know.
I'm on security for tonight at the show, so I thought I would, like, come introduce myself, let y'all know that you're going to be safe and all, you know?
Okay, cool.
I'll be right up front with the crazy-ass hair.
You're going to be right up front with crazy hair?
Yeah, crazy
okay.
hair.
Okay.
That's crazy me.
Hair. I'll make sure I don't sweat or spit on you, I promise.
That's cool. Maybe we'll give
cool.
you water or something.
Yeah, that's cool.
Water.
I'll help you out, man.
Yeah, well, I'll come give you your nickel back, so.
Right on.
I'll be up there.
Well, have a good one, brother.
Take it easy.
Peace.
All right, and that was just a caller right there.
That's some spontaneous radio right there,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, we got it working.
Yes.
And also, what were you guys doing before you started Nickelback? Like, what went on before Nickelback was ever dreamed of?
Oh, God.
Day jobs.
I think I was probably selling drugs.
And night jobs, yeah. Illegal night jobs. How about that?
Illegal night jobs, totally.
Yeah, that's about it. Just the typical stuff, I guess.
I sold advertising for a soccer magazine. I was in advertising sales. I was damn good at it.
Yeah, I just packed boxes. Manual labor.
Boring crap. I did some roofing. Hauled some 80-pound shingles onto roofs. That sucked.
Did you do phone sex at all?
No, I was going to try phone sex once, but just
not a market for it, really.
No.
The other way around.
Just not enough
good.
Women that just want to call. And, you know.
I don't know.
We're going to get you guys kicked off the air.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
So you guys are from Canada, right?
We are from Canada.
So how is it touring up in Canada different from down here in the States?
You don't have to drive as far from gig to gig down here. There's like so many cities and so many places to play.
Especially in the East, it's just like packed. You can just tour
forever
down here.
There's like 12 places to play, 12 big cities. That's like it.
So have you found the fans down in the States compared to the ones in Canada? Have they been receiving you really well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been just, you know, it's the same. It's, you know, kids are kids. It doesn't really matter where they are, you know. And if they're into the music, they're into the music.
And what are some of your heavy influences when you're writing your songs? What are you normally listening to get, you know, inspiration?
I try not to listen to anything when I'm writing. Otherwise, you're going to wind up sounding like something else. But, I mean, I enjoy CCR. I love the Beatles. I love Rage Against the Machine. I'm into old Metallica, Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning, Kill 'Em All, that sort of thing. When I was growing up, I was listening to Megadeth and Anthrax and all that stuff. Now I'm just all over the place. I listen to absolutely everything. How about you?
I listen to... what have I been listening to lately? I like a lot of country. I like a lot of Tragically Hip. The new Deftones is great. Seven Dust album is great. I like the new Three Doors Down album that they've got out. It's very, very cool. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. Lots of jazz. Just kind of whatever's in the city player. Bob Marley. Good stuff.
So let me ask you, how is it touring with Three Doors Down?
Oh, it's amazing.
So easy.
Every night it gets a little crazier and a little crazier and a little crazier. It's just like a lot of fun.
So what do you mean by crazy? Like, you got any crazy moments you want to share with us?
No, I'm talking about, man.
Probably nothing that we should share over the air, but the guy is here. I just got a note. The guy is here.
This just in.
This just in.
I thought it said the gay is here.
Oh, actually, yeah, it says the gay is here. Is that a U or an A? I'm assuming
Chad,
this is
Brendan from the radio station. What's the weirdest thing you've had thrown on stage?
There you go.
The weirdest thing ever thrown on stage? It was a vibrator in Tampa. Were we in Tampa?
Yeah.
A vibrator came up on the stage, and that was a little insane. It's the guy joining us here, live in the studio. Say hey.
Hey.
That is the guy.
That's the guy.
Wow.
We're going to get him a t-shirt that says, The Guy.
So also, your first song that we pretty much heard of you was Leader of Men. Do you have anything behind that? Like, what went into that?
I wrote that song when I was... you're just walking through the minefield, fellas. I wrote that song when I was smashed on magic mushrooms. And now that you know that, I mean, the first line of the song is, tell your friends not to think out loud until they swallow. And what that means is...
We kind of get the picture.
Yeah. What they have to say afterwards is far more interesting than what
you
they say before.
You guys gonna get that? Like,
you guys are gonna get yanked up.
You're gonna get subsidized
the,
next year. Or I don't know. We'll ruin it for you here. I'm sorry.
They told us not to say anything to do with our genitalia. They said, please.
The views at the station are not necessarily those of Nickelback.
Don't say anything about genitalia on the air. So we're not.
So moving right along, how long have y'all actually been a band with Nickelback?
Oh, 4 years. I think 4 years.
More than 4 years, 4.5.
Yeah.
So you toured like the club scene before.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
That's what's known as paying your dues.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Driving in a van.
Yeah.
Like an Astro van, you know, six or seven guys in it, going across Canada, ten or 12 hour drive, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Is like the worst.
I'm gonna have a flashback here in a minute.
Absolute worst. You cannot sleep in a
start
van.
Start bugging.
I don't care what anybody says. You sit there like not off 10 minutes. And
yeah, you think that the
like
van is
hell.
Careening off the road every time you take a corner, and you get like 10 minutes of sleep, and then it's just like, you woke up, you know, you wake up in complete terror.
But the gigs were good.
Painful.
So I know this is kind of hard question to ask, but listening to your album, what is the song that you really dig the most off of the state?
Cowboy Hat.
Gotta be Cowboy Hat. It's a
you
song.
Really like Cowboy Hat?
Yeah, we don't play it that much.
Probably why we like it.
Yeah, and so it's still got this freshness to it. Yeah. I think my brother's gonna come in the studio and say hi.
We have another guest appearance.
Somebody was eating onions or something in this microphone, and it smells terrible. My brother, the bass player, is now joining us live on the air. Mike, don't say anything about genitalia. How you doing?
Look at that.
Mike can't talk.
Look at that. Tell him he can't speak about genitalia. And
nothing to say.
Nothing. Nothing.
He's boring conversation.
Took my only topic. That's the only one I got. Get out.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and play some Cowboy Hat right now for everybody to hear what that sounds like, since it's one of y'all's favorites. So let's check it out. And this is 89.1 FM. I've got Chad, Ryan, and Mike from Nickelback in here. Chad.
Mike as well, the guy.
And the guy. The guy is here also. Mike, of course, just joined us. He's the bassist from Nickelback.
Correct.
And how's it going? Really haven't heard much of you.
I haven't been here. It's looking good in there. Sounds good. The boys from Three Doors Down are doing sound check right now, and they're having a blast.
It's going to be a good time, Hat.
Yeah,
it's going to be a barn burner.
It's going to be
a little bit of a barn burner down here.
So about the show tonight, for fans that have never seen you live or anything, how would you describe your sound live?
Loud.
Big kick in the face.
Big kick in the chops. You know what? If you're coming down to the show, kids, do the children you haven't even had yet a favor. Wear earplugs, okay? Please. Please. And a helmet.
The guy.
Big boots and a helmet from the guy.
The guy's on it.
Take it from the guy.
The opinions expressed by the guy are not necessarily those of the radio station.
Or Nickelback.
So this is basically a college tour right now that you're doing, right? Are you going to
pretty much? The last 15 minutes has been.
Last few shows have been.
Oh, sound check. What's going on?
Time for sound check, buddy.
We can't talk about anything.
Hey,
come sit on Daddy's knee. That's not a non-sexual
this is Brad
comment.
Brad from Three Doors Down just showed up. Say hi,
hello, everybody.
What up?
So this is Nickelback right here, and if y'all don't have anything else to say, we're going to go ahead and kick it to Leader of Men from you guys.
Sure. No further comment. No more trouble.
No, I got a comment. I got a comment here. You ready on your toes in this one here?
Get on your toes.
Let's get the button.
Here comes the mute button.
This has been one of the best reviews we've had yet. I'm telling you.
Really?
Good.
Ever.
Hey. This is the best interview ever done on radio. No, Mike, you can't. Totally can't say that. Can't say that.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Seriously. You can't say elephant on the air. There you go.
Monkey.
But here you go. This is Leader of Men on KLPI.